Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Omad Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simon Ayin Resh Beis. And we had finished off Sif Aleph yesterday, but we have two Mishneh Berurahs to catch up on. The Mechaber had stated yesterday that our minhag is not to make Kiddush on Yayin Megula, on a cup of wine that had been left open, even though nowadays we're not makbid on Giloy, this concept of potentially being dangerous that wine was left uncovered because snakes might have put poison into it. The Mishneh Berurah comments in Sif Katan Gimel. Mishum she'ein mitzuyim etzleinu nechoshim. Nowadays, we're normally not makbid about not drinking such wine, and therefore one couldn't drink such wine because we're not concerned that there are snakes around that have put poison into it. Nevertheless, afilu hachi also mishum hakriveo nola pechosecha. But because of the principle that we discussed yesterday, that you should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu beautiful things, you wouldn't give your local earthly governor some present that's not very nice, so alachas kama v'kama, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should give nice things. And therefore, even though you could drink such a cup, there's no concern, it's not proper to give such a cup of Kiddush to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Mishneh Berurah then comments, Miu, im omad shaw mu'etes megula, if it was only left uncovered for a very short period of time, then ein lahakpid o'idnan. And nowadays, we don't have to be concerned, even for Kiddush, using such a cup. It's not considered a pagam, it's not considered inappropriate to use such a cup for Kiddush. As long as kol zman shlo gam nomar, time of Recho, as long as it hasn't lost in any way its sense of being a good tasting wine and a nice smelling wine. Now, there are a number of Dirsha footnotes over here that we want to look at. Dirsha footnote number 4 says, we don't describe what is considered a Shal Mu'etes. How much is a Shal Mu'etes? So, the Tzos HaShulchan brings down that you can bring a raya from the night of the Seder. Shafilu Gimel Odalid Shos Nechshav Bechlau Shal Mu'etes. You could have your cup poured early on in the Seder, and then you have a long magid, and it can be several hours till you drink it, and that's not considered gilui. We're not concerned about it being left open for such a long period of time, and therefore, so too over here, shalom wethis could be several hours. It brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shein Lavi Raya Mishom. There you can't bring a raya from the Seder, because the night of the Seder, you're supposed to make the Haggadah on the coast, so you're really watching it the whole time, and that's not really considered gilui. And it's like Kamisha Marich by Miris HaKiddush Shah Meruba. And likewise, if somebody were to make a long Kiddush, we wouldn't consider the wine being Gilui, being Magula, because he made a long Kiddush. So therefore, he says, you can't bring me a raya from there. And we're not left with a clear description of how long a Shah Muetis is, a short period of time. Dishavah number 5 describes what are we considered Magula, exactly what does it mean to be left open. So he says, if you have wine that is in a bottle, and it's an open bottle, and it's inside some sort of an aron or a makara, it's in your refrigerator, but it's not sealed, it's open. So the Kav HaChaim brings down, that's not considered Magula, and that's not considered Pasul in any way. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karl Shlita. Sha'aron HaSagur, if you have a container that's open inside a closed closet or a closed cabinet of some sort, but often she'ain shwatzim yicholim lichones elav, that there's no snakes or other shwatzim that could get inside over there, so even if it's open, that's considered still mechusa in halacha. And he brings down as well from Shelos Chuvus Or Letzion, sha'af tamo ein opagukach, it won't lose its taste in any way because of that as well. What about covering it up just with a piece of paper? So the Chazon Ish Zatzal is brought down by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, his nephew, that Ein Bezeh Mishum Gila. That is considered a good cover, and it's not considered Magula if there's a piece of paper on top of it. Finally, the issue for number 6 says, L'chatchila, Riel Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Sheish L'hakbit Shalom L'hashir Esayay Magula Afilu Rega. Ideally, one should make sure that the wine is not left unattended even for a second. And he says, U'masha Kosov Kanu Rak B'dievit. That which you can use, Yayin Megula, that's really a din b'dieved. He says this is especially true according to the Pas HaShulchan, who holds that even nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, Adayim Mitzuyim Nechoshim, there is this concern of Nechoshim even nowadays in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Lochein Leish Lehizara Mishum Gilui. One should be careful in general about not leaving an opened cup of wine or an open bottle of wine unattended. Back to the Mishneh Berurah, he now brings down the Chayyadim, because of Chayyadim, the Dafku B'mokum Shayayin B'yoker. This then applies only where wine is very expensive. The Lo Kofte Kulei Hai B'gilui Mu'at. And people, therefore, are not very makbid if it's left open for a little bit of time to throw it away. Aval Makadish Al HaSheikh or Yezar B'zeh, but a person who's Makadish on beer should certainly be careful not to have it be Megula. And he adds, V'nira D'bein if there is no alternative, then even by beer that's magula, one can use it if there is no alternative. Sivkot and dalit, v'tamei chala, it has the taste of vinegar, the baser taimi as linen, and because we follow the taste, ukechalo domi, and therefore it's halachically the status of being vinegar. Ulekach lekamen besif gimel, and we will learn this in Yitz Hashem today later in the shir. Furthermore, betaimi chamra, if it has the taste of wine, mekachin ulav afo gav derecho chola, even if it has the smell of vinegar, one can be mekadish on it if it has the taste of wine. Betaimi chala nikra, and when we call it the tam of chala of vinegar, kol shibnei adam nimnoim l'shtosu mishum chamitzuso. It's when nobody would drink it normally because of its bitterness, its vinegariness. Ukemoshe kosav simin reish dalit siv dalit. Then he adds, "V'kosvu achronim the lechinam hetik haramah dinzeh." It wasn't really necessary for the Ramah to write down over here that you're not allowed to be makadish on wine if it has the smell of wine, but it has a taste of vinegar, because you can't even make the gam bari priyag gofen ein mevarchin love. You can't even make a bari priyag gofen on it, as we learned over there, kiddush sham in reish dalit. The kosher can't shem makachin. If you can't make a bari priyag gofen on it, you certainly can't make kiddush on it. Now the mechaber goes sif beis yayin migito. If you have freshly produced wine from the press, makachin alav, you are allowed to make kiddush on it. V'sochet adam eshkol shalanovim. In fact, you're allowed to go press a cluster of grapes. V'omer alav kiddush hayom, and make kiddush on the cluster of grapes. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Hay that while you can use yayin migito, you can use freshly pressed wine. Mikom makom, however, mitzvah min amuvcha b'yayin yoshin. It's much better to use aged wine, which is of higher quality. V'ayinu shekvar over alav arbar miyom. How do we define aged wine? That it's more than 40 days old. Sivkot and Vav, the sochet adam, a person allowed to technically press the grapes and make grape juice. Vazer ashmoinon revusa tve. This is a big chiddush over here. Afshu chodush lagam, even though it's absolutely fresh, it's just pressed right now. It hasn't yet fermented at all. Shazemi koro, shesuchoto kodem haShabbos. You pressed it right before Shabbos and you have really brand new fresh grape juice. Afil hochi mutal kaddish lov. This is still acceptable for kiddush. The issue foot number 10 brings down. We're talking here about dafka im achrei shesochad eswanovim sinis acharzan and vihazogim hamitz. After you press this freshly pressed grapes into grape juice, you've removed the pits and the seeds and the schmutz in there. If you didn't strain it, however, im lo sinanam, then Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal brings down she'en olav din yain, then it's not called wine. Ukemoshes kosav a shulchan aruch, he brings down shulchan aruch in Yeridea in regards to whether a non-Jewish person is also the wine because of stam yenam she'en nikra yayin. It's not called wine at that point. Actually, meisir mimenu esach hartzanim yazogim. You don't have a concern of yayin nesach or stam yenam until you have removed the hartzanim and the zogim, the seeds and the skins over here in the schmutz, and now you have a definition of wine, and now you have a problem both with potentially yayin nesach stam yenam, as well as now you could make kiddush on it because it now has the status of being wine. Dishva number 11 brings down some very important ideas in regards to grape juice. Number one, he says, even though wine that hasn't yet fermented, i.e. grape juice, is not meshachker u'mesameach, it doesn't get you drunk and it doesn't make you happy. And the Gemara in Brachos brings down that Chazal specifically u'mesakin a special bracha on wine because it is filling and it makes a person happy. So nevertheless, this grape juice, which doesn't have those qualities, which Shlomo Zalman brings down, is still considered wine, 100%. Shekivin shiroi hu lios yain, it could become wine. Shemesameach liacharat sisa, after it ferments, after it becomes alcoholic, so then it would have these characteristics. So then it's already considered as if it has it right now. And therefore, me'ata roi hu lishtahia, since it's good now for drinking, chal olav shem yayin miyad, leaning bracha v'kiddush. And therefore, grape juice has the halachic status of being wine at the very beginning, even before it ferments. And as we'll bring down, according to almost all the poskim, even though it never will ferment, it still retains this status because it could have fermented. He brings down as well from Avazin Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi, Shilinin Kiddush, Kosher Gam Yayin She'enu Mesameach. Wine that isn't alcoholic, it doesn't make you happy, is perfectly good L'chatchila for Kiddush. Kivin Shumi Pri HaGefen, it comes from grapes. B'toris Yayin Olav, it has the halachic status of wine, and it's only in regards to Nesachim in the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdosh, that it might not be acceptable, but for Kiddush, and certainly for Bar Pri HaGofen, it is. He says then, in general, grape juice, Ravaz's Atzal, the Shevet Alevi brings down, it's perfectly kosher l'kiddush, even l'chatchila. And he says, this is true, af l'das, Shlomo Zalman's Atzal, shesarech al kolponim shia royal yos yayin, it has to be able to become wine. So he brings down, shekivin shebishoha rishon, shenotzer hoya royal yos yayin. According to Ravaz's Atzal, since it could have become wine, even though right now it can never become wine, now, but since originally it could have become wine, it has the din of yayin. This is also the Svara brought down the name of Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Shelus Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak. that even nowadays when we add ingredients into our grape juice that it never could become fermented, it still has halachically the status of wine. There are those that disagree. Rav Yashiv Zatzal disagrees, and he says it doesn't have the status of wine. Kivin she'ein or royal yos yain, it can't become wine. However, I believe the halachically accepted opinion came out of all the poskim is that one can make kiddush on grape juice, and it is halachically considered like wine for our purposes today. The Dirshu footnote continues and discusses a whole number of ideas in regards to adding water to grape juice. At what point is it no longer called grape juice? Ayin Sham, we've had this discussion previously as well when we learned the bracha on grape juice. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Mekachin al Yayin Shebefi Hechavis, Afapi Shiesh Bo Kemochen. One is allowed to go and make kiddush on wine that's from a barrel that has some kemach on the top of it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Zayin, Hainu Nekudos Lovanos, it has some white spots on the top of it, like some foam or scum on the top. Avalim Yesha Lov Kurum Lova, but if it has a real crust, a white crust, so to say, on the top, Ein Mekachin Lov, that wine is not considered good wine and you can't make kiddush on it. He brings down, however, because of Al-Yarabah, the Kishahesir Akrum, Ein Lachmi. But if you remove this crust, this white crud on the very top, so then you don't have to be Machmi, you could make Kiddush on what is below it. The Ramah adds over Yahagah, V'yesh Osrin L'Kaddish Alav. He does say that there are those that forbid you to make Kiddush on this wine that has this crust on the top, this Kumachim on the top. Ela Yisadano Techila, but if you strain it, Lahavir Kumachim, to get rid of these white spots over here, so then it would be perfectly good. This is brought down the name of the Hagos Mordechai, and the Beis Yosef brings this down as well. Mechaber continues and writes, you likewise can also make kiddush via yayin shebishulei achovis on the dregs at the bottom of the wine barrel. You're also allowed to make kiddush on that afu pishiyesh bo shmarim, even though there are dregs in it. Via yayin shachar, and on dark wine, which I'm assuming was a much lower quality than the typical red wine that they had. Via yayin masok, and on sweetened wine. Via yayin derei chechala, and on wine that has its odor being more vinegary, v'tai mechamer, but it tastes like wine, and all of these things, one can make kiddush on them. However, the Mechaber concludes and he says, when we call makom, if at all possible, mitzvah, livror, yayin, tov, l'kaddish, lov, it's much preferable to take high-quality, good wine rather than to accept these wines for kiddush, which, albeit are acceptable, aren't preferable. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, masok, you have a sweet wine, midistam mashma, from the fact that he doesn't qualify this, it implies that this would be true. Bein shenis bashlu ha'anovim b'chama yos midai, whether these were over-ripened grapes, and that's why they're sweeter, they were out too long before they were plucked. Vayidei zeh hayayin mosok mo'od, and it makes the wine too sweet. Ubein shayayin mosok mo'od, machma saperos atzmon, or whether the wine is naturally sweet, this is a very, very sweet type of a grape. Doesn't make a difference why it's sweet. Shayayin hazeh hu garua uposul nesochem, such wine is an inferior quality wine, and in fact would not be permissible for the Nesachim in the Beis HaMikdash. However, afilu hachi, nevertheless, here, kosher l'kiddush, it is good, as albeit we pointed out, maybe not preferable, but it is good to make kiddush on. And then he says, "Ayin the bir halacha, go look in the bir halacha, dibra maskil val yayin masok," where he goes through a whole discussion about how wine that may not be good for the Nesachim could still be good for kiddush, ayin sham, for this arichus. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Tes, and he writes, Mikol Mokom Mitzvah Chule, it is preferable to use the best wine that you can get. Hainu, Avdi Mekachin Akol Hani Av L'Chachila, even though all of the things that we just said are not Bidiyevits, they all are L'Chachila acceptable, but they're not optimal. Mikol Mokom Mitzvah and Amuchah, if somebody is zealous and tries to do mitzvahs in the optimal way, Livror Yayin Tov, he should pick out the best wine that he possibly can get his hands on. Yal Kain, Tov Shlo Yikach Mistam Yayin Shebemartef L'Kiddush, and therefore, one shouldn't just go pick a barrel out from his wine cellar, to make sure first that it's not spoiled in any way, not perfect in any way. Again, today it's a little bit different. We have our bottled wine from the stores. They're essentially almost all identical. It's rare for me to have ever picked up a bottle of wine and say, gee, this one was spoiled. So again, our technology and our culture of using wine today is quite different than when they had barrels, and there was a tremendous significant difference between one barrel and the next, and therefore they would suggest, albeit that the Mishnah Berurah says, that you should make sure that the wine is a good wine before you just stam use it for kiddush. Bottom line is, a person should try to take a very nice wine for kiddush to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKriveh No Levecha Secha. We would certainly, if we had a honored public official coming to our house, a governor, a president coming to our house, we'd serve him the nicest wine that we have. So Allah has kama v'kama for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should make kiddush on the nicest wine that we can possibly get. Siv Dali. The Mechaber writes, Mikachin al Yayin Lovah. One is permitted to make kiddush on white wine. However, the Haramban poslo l'kiddush afilu b'di'evet, but the Ramban says that you can't use this even b'di'evet. Avu mavdilin lo, but everybody agrees that you can make havdalah on white wine. And the Mechaber concludes, and he says, "Uminog olam kisfari rishona," and the minog of the Velt is that we don't passing like the Ramban, and we do in fact allow white wine to be made for kiddush. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud. However, everybody agrees. However, everybody agrees that preferably one should use red wine, and this is brought down in the Shaar HaTzion Os Tezayin in the name of the Yerushalmi. However, Ella, this is only true in Ein Lo Adom or She'ein O Mishubach. If you have red wine that is not as good as the white wine, or you don't have red wine available, then you can use white wine. But unless somebody has a strong preference for white wine, and or he doesn't have any red wine anywhere near its quality, so then one ideally should use red wine rather than white wine for Kiddush. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Sir Leila Deazu, the Mutu Lechatchila Lekadish Alovin. While you can Lechatchila go and make Kiddush on white wine, that's assuming that all of the conditions that I just met are met, that you really like the white wine better, and you don't really have any red wine that is of at least same or higher quality than the white wine that you have. Then you can make Kiddush on white wine. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph says that for Abdallah, you certainly can use white wine, Imhu Chamar Medina Sham, because that would probably have the status of being a beverage that people drink without being thirsty. Shakol Shosim, so people drink this over here, that's Chamar Medina. And that time, the reasoning is the Logar Mishechor. Certainly, white wine is certainly better than beer. And if you're allowed to use beer, Allah has Kama Vakama, you're allowed to use white wine for Havdalah. The Kaimalon, Lakamon, Besimin Rech Sadivav, Sif Bez, as we learned there, when we learn the halachos of Havdalah, the Mavdilin Olav, Imhu Chamar Medina. You're allowed to make Havdalah on anything that is status of Chamar Medina. And beer has the status of Chamar Medina, so certainly white wine does as well. And therefore, certainly for lunch, for the Suda Shachritz, where you're allowed to also make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, you certainly can make Kiddush, according to everybody, L'chadchila, on white wine. This is according to the opinion that you are allowed to use Chamar Medina for Shachritz Kiddush. Again, the halacha is that it is always preferable to use wine, but if you either don't have wine or, for whatever the reason, you're going to prefer to make it now on Chamar Medina, you're allowed to. That's why white wine would certainly fit into at least the category of Chamar Medina. We paskin, however, like the Svar Rishona, that you're allowed to use white wine l'chatchila, Sivkot and Yudbeis, Mishnah Berurah says, u'el yiraba mashma, de'be'ayayin shehu lovan yosim yidai, but if it's especially white wine, nachon lochush l'dasa ramban, if it's really not a lightly colored red wine, but it's truly a white wine, he says it's preferable to be concerned for the opinion of the Ramban that says you should never use white wine, even b'di'evet, shelo l'kadi shelov, and you shouldn't use this for Kiddush, unless you have ela b'shas atchak she'ein lo odom, unless you really do not have any red wine. Dishavu number 12 brings down Imaariv Maat Yain Edom Imayayin Alav. And if you add a little bit of red wine to the white wine, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings down Shemezigazu Eino Mo'ila Sheyachoshev Yain Kedom. Just because you now give it a little bit of a red color, that doesn't make it now called red wine. This is also the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky, and one should ideally, if you're going to be concerned about this, always use red wine. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down Lemaisa, that the minig is Halacha Lemaisa, that people follow the Ramah, that Noagim Lekadish Al Kol Sugei Hayenos HaTovim HaMushubachim, that a person can make Kiddush on any good wine that he considers a good wine, even if it has all sorts of other things mixed into it. And this includes even if it's Yayin Mevushel, or if it's pasteurized, as all grape juices are. Although he says, if you can get a good type of a wine that's not mevushel and it doesn't have anything added to it, that would be shapir tvei, that would be preferable. He points out, however, sometimes by trying to do a hider mitzvah here, you end up actually having an inferior wine, its tam is not meshubach, and in that situation, yotzos choro behfsedo, you've lost by trying to do with things perfectly right. The Eshel Avraham Yibachach would specifically go and always try to have yayin mevushel to make sure that there were no problems with stam yenim or yayin nesach. He also defines Yayin Meshubach as what you find Meshubach, Asher Hu Rogilbo, what you prefer, the Noach Lolish Soso, and what you like to drink, even though others may consider other wines more Meshubach. And therefore, people that like to drink white wine, it's easier for them, they like it better. Ein bo shum chashash upikpok. He brings down, in the name of the Ksosa Shulchan and others, that there's absolutely nothing wrong with taking white wine to make Kiddush. And that the Ramban's white wine that he says is also was made from an inferior type of grape, and that's why he said it's not good even b'di'evet. Yemiyetz Hashem, we should all be zocheh to do this mitzvah in the most optimal way that we find. That concludes today's share.